Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早晨。
It's a blessing once again to see your faces.
啊，好高兴可以同大家见面。
Some of them smiling.
啊，有啲系笑紧嘅。
Hopefully, all of them smiling inside, within your hearts.
啊，希望每一个人嘅心里啊都系充满着喜乐。
This morning, I'd like to continue sharing through the life of Elijah.
啊，今天早上要同大家继续交通啊以利亚。
And it comes from the book of 1 Kings, chapter 18.
在列王记上第十八章那里。
Because of time this morning, and you know how I usually don't manage my time so well.
因为时间的缘故。
We are not going to read through the whole entire chapter.
我不会和大家一起读完这一篇的经文。
But if you could at least please open your Bibles and we can make reference to a few of the key verses.
但願意大家打開列王記上第十八章，我們會在當中揀幾節來讀。
First Kings chapter 18 is a very high, very dramatic story.
列王記上第十八章是一个充满了戏剧性的一篇的经文。
For it paints a scene, a very dramatic scene of the Lord through the prophet Elijah challenging the people, the nation of Israel.
因为在这段历史里面，主是藉着以利亚来去挑战以色列国。
And really it is a call to dedication for a people in the midst of crisis.
实在是在这个充满艰难的境况里面，神要藉着以利亚来去呼召他的百姓。
And so this is the backdrop of the story.
这个就是这个故事的背景。
Because as you may remember, the people, the nation of Israel had fallen away from the Lord God and had followed after the Baals, the gods of the land of Canaan.
如果大家记得的话，以色列国他是离开了跟从主，他们是敬拜巴力，去拜假偶像。
And so the Lord God, he removed himself, he removed his presence and his blessings from the people.
所以神是将他的祝福是离开了以色列民里面。
He brought about this severe famine, this drought where there was neither dew nor rain.
他将这个饥荒是放在以色列国里面，是没有雨水的。
So I know many of us are very familiar with this the story in from 1 Kings 18.
相信大家都可能好熟悉第十八章这个故事。
But I want to spend time not only looking at that dramatic portion of the story, the middle portion, but also the beginning portion, what leads up to that scene up on Mount Carmel, and that which happened afterwards.
但我今天不单止是要着重在这个这么戏剧化的故事里面，我却是愿意和大家去留意这个故事发生之前，在加密山之前所发生的事情，和加密山发生之后那些事情。
Let me read verse 1.
我们读第一节。
Now it came about after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, Go show yourself to Ahab.And I will send rain on the face of the earth.
过了许久，到第三年，耶和华的话临到以利亚说：你去使亚哈得见你，我要降雨在地上。
So Elijah went to show himself to Ahab. Now a famine was severe in Samaria, and Ahab called Obadiah, who was over the household. Now Obadiah feared the Lord greatly.
以利亚就去要使亚哈得见他。那时撒玛利亚有大饥荒。亚哈将他的家宰俄巴底召来了，俄巴底甚是敬畏耶和华。
In these three verses, we are introduced to three characters.
在这三节的经文里面，我们见到有三个的角色。
And in these three individuals, then we can see where their hearts are.
在这三个的角色里面，我们可以见到他们的心放在哪里。
We can see where they are in their walks with the Lord.
亦都见到佢哋喺行神嘅道，系行到边一个地步。
or their perspective of who the Lord is.
亦都睇到佢哋係認識主係有幾多。
And what are those things that they are struggling with?
亦都看見佢哋喺佢哋生命裏面佢哋係掙扎緊啲咩咧？
Now the first person that we come across is the prophet Elijah.
第一個角色，第一個人我哋見到就係以利亞先知。
As you may recall, he was one who was obedient to the word of God.
大家都記得，佢係遵守神嘅命令嘅。
From times past, as we've studied through chapter 17, we can see that the word of the Lord came to him many times.
我哋喺第十七章嗰度見到神嘅話係降臨喺以利亞好多次。
And each and every time he was obedient to that word.
每一次佢都係遵行神嘅命令。
Whether it was to go and to meet the king,
無論係神吩咐佢去見呢個王,
to proclaim this judgment of the Lord upon the land with a drought,
係將呢個饑荒嘅審判帶俾呢個地,
or whether it was the scene right afterwards, at which point in time he was told to go to the brook Cherith, to hide himself away.
神亦都吩咐以利亞去到基立溪旁嗰度去隱藏起嚟，以利亞都係遵從嘅。
Or even after that time when the brook dried up and he was told to go to stay and make residence with that widow in Zarephath.
甚至嗰條河乾咗之後，神吩咐以利亞去寡婦嘅家裏面受佢嘅供應，以利亞都係遵從。
Elijah was one who was obedient to the word of God.
以利亚实在是一个遵从神命令的人。
Now that is very clear.
是非常之清楚的。
Now the second individual is King Ahab.
第二个角色就是阿哈王。
King Ahab was a man of the world.
阿哈王是属于世界的。
One who had much power.
他拥有很多的权力。
And also much riches.
亦有很多的财富。
We can read that he is one who cared more about his livestock than his men.
我哋喺呢度見到，佢係比佢著重佢家裏面嗰啲牛羊多過著重佢嘅百姓。
For in the midst of this drought, in verse 5, he tells his servant Obadiah, "Go through the land to all the springs of water and to all the valleys. Perhaps we will find grass and keep the horses and mules alive, and not have to kill some of the cattle." So they divided the land between them to survey it. Ahab went one way by himself, and Obadiah went another way by himself.
因为我们在第五节那里见到阿哈对俄巴底这样讲，我们走遍这地，到一切水泉旁和一切溪边，或者找着青草，可以救活驴马，免得绝了牲畜。于是两人分地游行，阿哈独走一路，俄巴底独走一路。
This is a really amusing picture.
这个是一幅很惊讶的图画。
Not the fact that there are two men going out trying to find feed for their animals.
不是因为见到两个人周围出去要寻找青草给他的动物吃。
But the fact that one of these men was the king of Israel.
惊讶的地方就是原来其中一个人是这个王，就是以色列的王。
The nation of Israel was under much stress.
当时以色列国是受到很多的外面的压力。
Not only politically, with all their neighboring countries, people who were always a threat to attack them.
不单止是从外边以来的压力，其他的国家是时常设计去攻打他。
But obviously also because of this severe famine in the land of Samaria.
亦都因着喺撒瑪利亞地呢個咁嚴重嘅饑荒，而以色列國係受到好沉重嘅壓力嘅。You
may wonder then, why is it that the king himself has to go out and do this work, to find grass for his animals?
你會就係咁樣諗，點解呢個王要親自走出去為著佢嘅畜生嚟去搵青草呢？
Was he a herder? Was he a rancher? Or was he a king?
他是一个王，还是一个牧养动物的人呢？
This was not the king's business.
去找为动物畜生去找青草，不是一个王要做的事情。
The king should have been in charge of his people, ruling over his people, giving them guidance and leadership.
王实在的工作就是要管理他的百姓，他要去带领这一班百姓。
But here he was, concerned about his horses and his mules and his cattle.
但是王在这里，他为着他的马，为着他的驴来去担忧。
Now I know there's some of you out there who are animal lovers.
我相信当中是很喜爱动物的。
And you hold these animals in very high regard.
你亦都好珍贵这些动物。
And we could rationalize that maybe King Ahab was such as this.
或者我们可以想，可能阿哈王就好像我们当中这样，很珍贵这些动物。
That he really loved these animals.
他很喜爱这些动物。
Oh yeah, he did love these animals.
当然他喜爱这些动物。
But I get a picture that he loved these animals more than his men, than his people.
但我就在这里看到这个王喜爱这些动物多过去爱他的子民。
And he loved these animals much more than he loved God himself.
他喜爱这些动物多过去爱主。
Instead of searching out for God, who was away at this point in time because of what the people and what the king had done.
他当时不是去寻找神，因为神因着当时百姓所作的事情，应该离开，已经离开了他们了。
Instead of searching out for the things of God, he was out searching for grass.
哈哈王，他没有去寻找这一位神，他却是去寻找青草，为着他动物的缘故。
He cared more about his riches and his possessions.
他关心他自己的财富，他所拥有的更多。
I think within his heart, he had an interest in keeping his horses alive and strong.
相信在他心里面，他所紧张的，就是要使他的马、他的动物强壮。
For certainly they form some part of the king's army.
相信当然这些动物是这个王的军队里面重要一部分。
So here I see a king who is placing his trust and the things of the world, and the things of man, in his own power and abilities.
所以在这里看到一个王，他依赖的就是这世界上所有的东西，这世界上所给到他的物质的东西。
He was a man who was focused on the worldly rather than the heavenly.
他所着重的就是地上的一切事情，他却是没有定睛在天上的事情。
Now the third individual that we see is the person, the servant, Obadiah.
第三个我们所见到的角色就是俄巴底这个家仆。
He served in the palace of the king. He ruled over the house of the king.
他在王的家里面服侍，他是掌管王宫里面的一切。
He was truly a great man.
他确实是一个很伟大的人。
Obviously very well respected.
他被其他人尊重。
For he was in charge over the king's business.
因为他能够掌管王宫的一切。
Even these very important matters, at least for the king, to go out and find feed for his animals.
甚至是王紧张的事情，俄巴底都是被依赖的。
We also read that he was one who feared the Lord greatly.
我们在这里也看到他是敬畏耶和华的一个人。
He was a devout believer from his youth.
他是从小已经去敬畏耶和华的。
And he feared the Lord greatly and the things of the Lord greatly.
他是甚至敬畏耶和华和耶和华的事情。
In verse 4, we find the reverence that he had for the things of God, the people of God.
在第四节，我们看到他是如何敬畏耶和华。
As even this time of persecution from Queen Jezebel, who wanted to destroy and eradicate the name of God by killing off the prophets of the Lord, Obadiah went and hid away 100 of these prophets of the Lord.
就是在耶洗别他要杀耶和华众先知的事情里面，俄巴底他是冒险将100个先知藏起来。
Obadiah was a great man.
俄巴底的确是一个很伟大的人。
And he had a fear for the Lord.
他亦都敬畏耶和华。
But the Lord was about to test him.
但是耶和华要去试验他。
For Elijah was about to meet Obadiah.
因为以利亚要遇见俄巴底了。
So while Obadiah was out in the land surveying it, trying to find the grass,
当俄巴底在地去寻找青草的时候,
verse 7 it says Elijah met him.
第七节那里讲到以利亚就与他相遇。
This was not a chance encounter.
这个不是很偶然的相遇。
It wasn't just two men that were just wandering around. They just bumped into each other.
不是好像两个人出面行街撞到对方一样。
This was a divinely orchestrated appointment.
相信是神特意将他们遇见的。
Where Elijah came and met Obadiah.
是神预备以利亚要与俄巴底相遇。
Now for certainly if the Lord had wanted, He could have had Elijah just meet directly with King Ahab.
因为如果神要作工的话，他能够使以利亚直接与阿哈王相遇。
There was really no need to have this middle person, Obadiah.
他没有需要俄巴底这个中间人。
But the Lord wanted to teach Obadiah and wanted to gain Obadiah.
但主实在愿意去试验俄巴底。 实在愿意去得着俄巴底这个人。
Just as the Lord would want to gain us.
就好像主愿意得着我们一样。
Now this was the dilemma that Obadiah was facing.
在俄巴底面前，他是有一个要做一个抉择。
This was the test that he was confronted with.
神将一个试验摆在俄巴底面前。
When Obadiah met Elijah,
当俄巴底遇见以利亚时候,
he said, he went on to explain, As the Lord your God lives, there is no nation or kingdom where my master is not sent to search for you. And when they said he is not here, he made the kingdom or nation swear that they cannot find you. Verse 10.
第十节那里讲到，我指着永生耶和华的神起誓，无论哪一邦哪一国，我主都打发人去找你。
And in verse 14, and now you are saying, Go say to your master, Behold, Elijah is here, he will then kill me.
第十四节，现在你说，要去告诉你主人说，以利亚在这里，他必杀我。
Obadiah was afraid for his life.
俄巴底为着他生命的缘故害怕。
Because he could not trust that Elijah would remain where he was.
因为他不相信。 以利亚会仍旧处在那里。
For if Elijah had, if Obadiah had gone and told the king and pointed out to the king that Elijah is here, come meet him.
因为如果俄巴底去到王的面前，话俾王听，以利亚喺呢度。
And then Elijah and the Spirit of the Lord were to move off to some other location.
但系以利亚因着神嘅灵嘅缘故，被带去另外一个地方嘅话，
Then Obadiah would be killed.
俄巴底就会被杀了。For
lying to the king or for sheltering a fugitive, for hiding away a man who was wanted by the king.
因为俄巴底会在王上面说谎，或者王是认为他去收藏一个逃犯。So
we can see that Obadiah was one who hesitated.
所以在这里见到俄巴底他是在这里有犹豫。
He had reservations.
他是犹豫，不知道怎样做。
He was afraid for his life.
他因着他生命的缘故，他害怕。
There were limits to his devotion and dedication.
在他敬畏耶和华的上面，他是犹豫。
As great as he was, and as much as he feared the Lord, and as much as he had done so many things on the Lord in the past, there was still this reservation within his heart.
即使他是有几伟大，他之前为主是作了几伟大的事情都好，他在这件事情上面，他都是犹豫。
I think there's many of us here in the room today that can resonate, that can identify with this man Obadiah.
相信在今天我们当中，很多人跟敖巴底都可以起共鸣的。
That we have this fear for the Lord.
我们心里面敬畏神。
We have an understanding of who the Lord God is.
我们认识我们的主是如何一位。
And yet there's still something that's holding us back.
但是仍然有些事情叫我们在主面前犹豫。
There's something that we're afraid of when the Lord calls us.
当主去呼召我们的时候，我们仍然有些事情是要我们作出保留。
Obadiah was a man who was willing to be used by God.
俄巴底是一个愿意被主所用的人。
But he had his reservations.
但是他有犹豫。
This is how many of us are like.
就好像我们今天当中每一位一样。
Okay, God, okay, Lord, I'll do it. I'll do this. I'll do this for you.
我们会跟主说，我会做这件事。
But the, when the Lord calls us to do that instead of this, we hesitate.
但是当主叫我做这件事情的时候，我们就犹豫了。
We can see Obadiah's mind working in this scene.
我们在这里见到俄巴底的脑海里面就是这样思想。
And we can see him calculating and trying to self-justify himself.
我们见到他在里面有计算，他是要想一下自己怎样做才对的。
Oh, he wanted to help. He wanted to follow and do what Elijah has said.
他愿意帮手，他愿意做以利亚叫他所做的事情。
He knew that Elijah had the Spirit of God with him.
他知道以利亚里面有神的灵。
And yet he struggled.
但是他在里面有挣扎。
Because he was afraid.
因为他害怕。
He's afraid of change.
他害怕改变。
He wanted change.
他希望有改变。
But he was afraid of change.
但是他害怕改变。
He was caught in between.
他就是被困在中间里面。
A man who was very well respected.
一个很被尊重的人。
He had position in the king's court.
他在王宫里面有很高的地位。
He is highly esteemed.
他是被人尊崇的。
And yet, you know within his heart, there must have been an ache.
但是他知道他在心里面有一种痛。
Because he, whom he worked for, was one who was set up against the things of the Lord.
因为他知道他的老板是一个不敬畏神的人。
So we can see that he was one who loved his life and really struggled with being able to let go.
所以在这里见到俄巴底是一个热爱自己生命的人，他是对奉献给主是有所保留的。
And in his struggle, we find that he tries to explain and justify his position.
我们在他的挣扎里面见到他愿意为自己作出解释。He
tells Elijah of all that he has done in the past.
他告诉以利亚，之前他为主是作过何等伟大的事情。
Of how he had sheltered these prophets of the Lord, 100 of them in caves.
他是如何隐藏耶和华的先知，怎样去喂养他们。
So he wanted to make sure Elijah knew that.
他希望以利亚清楚知道他在主面前做的什么事情。
That he really did have a heart for God.
他的确对主有心的。
But he was hesitant.
但是他是犹豫。
He was reflecting on the things of the past.
他是思想过去的事情。
So that is a lesson for us today.
今天我们就是要学习这个功课。
We can reflect on the things of the past.
我们可以回忆过去所发生的事情。
And we need to be thankful for them.
我们亦都要为着过去所发生的事情去感谢主。
But we need to live for the here and the now.
但是我们是要为着现在而活。
God wants us to live in the present.
神希望我们在现在活过来。
He doesn't only want our service and our dedication from years past.
他不是只是需要我们过去的服侍。
But he wants our service and dedication today.
他希望得到我们现在的奉献，现在的服侍。
We know that we're in trouble when we start to justify ourselves.
当我们发现自己开始为自己所做的事情去解释的时候，我们就知道我们就有麻烦了。
For we will never be able to justify ourselves before the Lord God.
因为在主面前，我们不能够有任何有理由的解释。
It is only because of what the Lord has done for us.
全是因着主所为我们所做的。
And it is because of what he has done for us, then we are led, we are compelled to obey.
完全因为他为我所做的事情, 我哋就能够遵从佢。
I think another lesson we can learn from the person of Obadiah is that the Lord doesn't just want people to be secret believers.
另一个喺俄巴底身上所学嘅功课就系主实在唔希望一个喺秘密敬拜一个喺秘密里面敬拜主嘅人。
There may be times in our lives when the Lord does call us to be in secret, to be in hiding.
可能喺我哋生命里面神会呼召我哋隐藏过嚟。
But there are also times when God wants us to come out and be public.
但系亦都好多时候神系呼召我哋站起来系喺群众当中去为佢而活。
For we are that light on the hill. We are that city on the hill.
因为我们就是山上面那个城。
And we're to give light to all those who are around us.
我们是要将光带给我们周围的人。
But how can we give light when we want to always hide away?
但是若果我们时常都是希望将自己隐藏过来的话，我们怎样可以将光带给其他人呢？
The issue at hand here isn't whether we're hiding or we're out in display.
在这里当中的问题不是关于我们是不是隐藏还是我们是在站立出来。
The real issue here is whether we are obedient.
最重要的一点就是我们有没有遵从主的话。
Was Obadiah going to be obedient and listen to the Lord who is calling him out of the private into the public?
在这里俄巴底会不会遵从神的命令呢？神的命令就是要他从隐藏中站起来为主作工。
To be used by God to carry forth His will.
是要被主使用来去成就他的旨意。
Even in this very simple matter, all he had to do was tell the king.
就是在这件很简单的事情上面他所需要做的就是要在王面前告诉他以利亚在这里。
But in this very simple matter, there was great risk.
但是在这件这么简单的事情里面俄巴底就看到这个风险。
Because his life was at stake.
因为他的生命有风险了。
But thank the Lord.
但感谢主。
The Lord is sensitive to who we are.
主认识我们当中每一位。
He provides grace for Obadiah.
他是将恩典赐给俄巴底。
As Elijah said in verse 15, As the Lord of hosts live before whom I stand, I will surely show myself to him today.
第十五节，以利亚说，我指着所侍奉永生的万军之耶和华起誓，我今日必使阿哈得见我。
So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah.
所以俄巴底就话俾阿哈王听，以利亚喺呢度，阿哈王亦都去迎见以利亚。
So on the basis of the word of Elijah,
因着以利亚嗰个嘅话
，as one who stood before the living God,
佢喺永生之万军耶和华面前起誓。
Elijah promised, gave Obadiah his word that he would meet with Ahab, that he would not go off to some other location and hide away.
以利亚佢应承俄巴底佢唔会被带走。
This is the grace of God to the servant Obadiah.
这个就是神对俄巴底的恩典。
So the two finally meet, King Ahab and Elijah.
阿哈王和以利亚终于都遇见了。
It had been about three and a half years since they had last met from the beginning of chapter 17.
他们上一次见是三年之前就是十七章头那里。
Of course, we know that the greeting was not going to be very cordial. After all, Elijah was a wanted man.
我们当然知道他们的相遇不会是很友善的，因为阿哈王一直都是通缉着以利亚。
So the king addressed him as the troublemaker, as the troubler of Israel.
阿哈王就称以利亚为以色列的灾祸。
But really, who is the troublemaker here?
但是实在以色列那个麻烦是原因在哪里呢？
Certainly is a matter of perspective. On whom it is that you serve? What is your purpose?
当然是角度的问题。我们侍奉的是哪一位呢？
Elijah, he had the high ground. and he exercised it.
以利亞，佢係站喺高處，佢所見嘅，就同亞哈王所見嘅唔同。
He took the initiative based on God's leading.
佢就跟隨神嘅帶領。
Imagine if it were the other way around.
大家想像下，如果係另一個角度。
And Ahab had found Elijah.
如果亞哈王係揾到以利亞。
I think the meeting and the outcome would have been different.
相信这个相遇的结果是很不同的。
But Elijah, through the guidance of the Spirit of God, took the initiative and went out and met his adversary.
但以利亚因着圣灵的带领，他是走出第一步，他自己亲自去找亚哈王出来。
So Elijah calls Ahab to set up a meeting with the nation of Israel and the prophets of Baal.
所以以利亚就吩咐亚哈去聚集以色列国和巴力的先知。
Ahab does not refuse.
亚哈王也没有拒绝。
So the sons of Israel, they gather together along with the prophets of Baal.
所以以色列的百姓和巴力的先知就聚集在一起。
In verse 21, Elijah came near to all the people and said, How long will you hesitate between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him, but if Baal, follow him. But the people did not answer him a word.
21节，以利亚前来对众民说：你们心持异议，要到几时呢？若耶和华是神，就当顺从耶和华；若巴力是神，就当顺从巴力。众民一言不答。
Elijah offers the people this challenge.
以利亚在这里挑战百姓。
How long will you hesitate between two opinions?
你们心持异议，要到几时呢？
That word hesitate is also translated as waver or even limp.
这个心持异议，即是继续犹豫的意思。
Are we those who are wavering and limping before the Lord, unable to decide whether to follow the world or to follow the Lord?
我们在主面前是不是就是心持异议呢？ 是不是很猶豫呢？是不是不知道怎樣抉擇，要選擇世界還是選擇主呢？
I like the use of the word limping.
我喜愛這個吉下吉下這個意思。
I believe this is the Hebrew, the meaning of that Hebrew word.
我相信這個是希伯來文這個意思，吉下吉下這個意思。
Just the mere notion that one is limping suggests that something is wrong.
就是看到吉下吉下這個情景，就知道當中一定有問題。
How can we run the race when we are limping?
如果我們吉下吉下的話，怎樣去走這個賽跑呢？
How can we fight the good fight when we have this trouble of our gait?
如果我們是吉下吉下的話，我們如何打這個美好的仗呢？
Just the mere mention of this word, to limp, to waver, to hesitate, indicates that something is wrong.
这个吉下这个字，这个心持异议，这个字，这个犹豫的字，我们看到就已经知道有很大的问题。
But the people did not answer him a word.
但百姓一言不答。
So these individuals, the people of Israel, the sons of Israel, had some type of issues, maybe similar to Obadiah.
这一班以色列的百姓，相信好像俄巴底一样，当中有少少的问题。
They were unable to overcome themselves or whatever it was.
他不能够面对他自己。
And choose to follow after the Lord.
而去选择跟随主。
The circumstances may have been a little bit different between Obadiah and the sons of Israel.
可能俄巴底和这班以色列的百姓的情况可能有些不同。
But the issue was ultimately the same.
但是当中那一点都是一样的。
Will you follow me?
你会不会跟随我呢?
So the people and the prophet, they accept the challenge that Elijah presents to them.
这一班百姓和巴勒的先知就接受了以利亚的挑战。
And the challenge is described in verses 23 and 24.
这个挑战就在23、24节那里。
Now let them give us two oxen and let them choose one ox for themselves and cut it up, and place it on the wood, but put no fire under it. And I will prepare the other ox and lay it on the wood, and I will not put a fire under it. Then you will call on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord, and the God who answers by fire, He is God. And all the people answered and said, That is a good idea.
当给我们两只牛犊，巴力的先知可以挑选一只，切成筷子，放在柴上，不要点火。我也预备一只牛犊，放在柴上，也不点火。你们求告你们神的命，我也求告耶和华的命。那降火显应的神就是神。众民回答说：这话甚好。
So there is this great showdown.
喺呢度有一场嘅表演
between Elijah, the man of God.And the prophets of Baal.
就是巴力的先知对付以利亚这个神人。
Who is the one that is serving the true living God?
哪一位就是服侍那个永生耶和华的人呢?
He will be the one who can call down fire from heaven. He is the one who could speak to his God.And have his God answer.
嗰一位就係能夠使火從天而降嗰一位。
And so the people thought this is a good idea.
所以嗰啲人就話這話甚好。
This will be very entertaining.
好有娛樂性。
This will be very amusing.
亦都非常之有趣。
Let's see what happens.
我哋睇下會發生咩事。
So Elijah goes ahead and he defers and he lets the prophets of Baal go first.
咁以利亞讓巴力嘅先知俾佢哋開始先。
He was willing to let them have the first choice of the ox.
佢容讓巴力嘅先知去揀嗰一隻羊嗰一隻牛犊。
And he gives them a head start, even though they were many. There were 450 of them.
佢讓佢哋即使佢哋有450個先知。
I'm sure they were able to whip things up andIn no time have the sacrifice that the ox prepared on the altar.
有咁多嘅人相信佢哋能够好快手嘅将呢隻嘅牛犊呢个祭坛预备好。
Elijah was a one-man crew.
以利亚只系得一个人啫。
It would have taken him much longer.
佢需要好多嘅时间嚟去预备。
But he was willing to let the prophets of Baal go first.
但系佢愿意让巴力嘅先知去先。
He is one who had confidence in the Lord.
因为他心里面是倚靠主。
So he felt no pressure to rush, no anxiety.
他心中没有任何压力一点都不心急。
He was unafraid to defer because the Lord was his confidence.
他不害怕来去让巴力的先知因为主是他的倚靠。
So these prophets of Baal, they prepare their sacrifice and they call on the name of Baal.
这些班的巴力的先知他就将牛犊预备好咁佢就去求告巴力嘅命。
And from morning to noon, they ask Baal to answer.
由早晨到午间佢都系求告巴力嘅命。
They leaped and they danced about the altar, but it was to no avail.
佢哋喺竹嘅坛周围去跳。
And
但都冇用。
And then about noon, Elijah mocked them and said, Call out with a loud voice, for he is a god. Either he is occupied or gone aside, or is on a journey, or perhaps he's asleep and needs to be awakened.
咁到咗正午嘅时候以利亚就嬉笑佢哋说大声求告吧因为他是神他或默想或走到一边或行路或睡觉你们当叫醒他。
So they cried with a loud voice and cut themselves according to their custom with swords and lances until the blood gushed out of them.
咁巴力嘅先知就大声求告按住佢哋嘅规矩用刀枪自割自刺直到身体流血。
And it came about when midday was past that they raved until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice. But there was no voice, no one answered, and no one paid attention.
从午后直到献晚祭的时候，他们狂呼乱叫，却没有声音，没有应允的，也没有理会的。
So Elijah sure seemed to have fun at this point in time.
以利亚在当时相信他有很多的娱乐。
Calling on them, challenging them.Questioning them, where's their God?
佢挑戰巴力嘅先知，佢哋嬉笑巴力嘅先知，你嘅神喺邊度咧？
He must be on vacation.
佢梗係放緊假。
Must have gone to Hawaii or the Bahamas.
佢巴力一定係去咗夏威夷。
Go wake him up, turn on the buzzer, make it louder.
你將鬧鐘叫響叫醒佢。
And so they tried.
咁巴力嘅先知 的確有嘗試。
They rave, they struggle with all their might to gain the God's attention.
他跳舞，用盡一切嘅方法嚟去叫醒巴力。
But there was no voice, there was no response.
但係佢係冇任何嘅回應。
So Elijah went about his business.
所以以利亞就開始作佢嘅工作。
And he calls the people near, and he, as he starts to rebuild the altar.
他呼召百姓走近，他開始修補毀壞了耶和華的塔。
So in verse 30, we see that he begins to repair the altar of the Lord, which had been torn down.
在第30節那裡看到，他重修已經毀壞耶和華的塔。
Now the altar is a place where we meet the Lord.
壇就是我們與主親近的地方。
It's also a memorial for the Lord, for what he has done. For us.
亦都是紀念主對我們所作的事情而立的。
And we can read in verse 31 how Elijah took 12 stones to signify the 12 tribes of Israel.
亦都在31節見到以利亞是用了12塊石頭來去捉這個壇，而這12塊石頭是代表以色列12個支派。
It's similar to how when the Israelites, when they crossed over the Jordan River into the land of promise.
就好似以色列人過約旦河的時候,
that they also built a memorial with 12 stones.
他們同樣是用了12塊石頭起了這個紀念的壇。
One stone for each of the 12 tribes of Israel.
每一塊石頭是代表12支派當中的一個支派。
These 12 tribes are the sons of Jacob, who was given the name Israel.
這12個支派就是雅各12個的兒子，雅各就是被神賜以色列這個名字。
And we may remember from our study of the book of Genesis that the name Israel means one who strives with God.
大家如果記得創世記裡面我們讀過的時候，以色列這個名字 意思就是與神爭博的人。
We could either be striving for God or striving against God.
我們可以為神爭博，但我們亦可以與神相對的。
The Holy Spirit allowed this phrase to be recorded, that Israel shall be your name.
聖靈是容許你的名要叫以色列這一句話記載在這篇的經文裡面。
I think God really wants to draw our attentions to the person of Israel.
因為神要我們見到以色列這個人。
About how Israel is one who strives with God.
神要我們見到以色列是與神是如何的爭。
Is one who actually works with God, works for God.
要見到以色列是為神去作工的。
They were supposed to be his representatives, even a prince of the king.
以色列是要作神的代表。
For they were supposed to have come into the land once they crossed the Jordan and subdue the land and establish the name of the Lord.
因為當以色列去入這個應許地的時候，神是要他們去 去清除，去趕絕所有的外族。
But instead, we find them to be ones who are wavering, who are limping and hesitating.
但係我哋佢係見到以色列係趌下趌下嘅，佢係一直猶豫。
So Elijah continues on, and he rebuilds the altar, and then he makes a trench around the altar.
所以繼續睇，就見到以利亞為耶和華就起咗呢座壇。
He arranges the wood and he cuts the oxen up and puts it on the wood.
他安排了柴，亦都將牛犊切成筷子。
So at this point in time, he's ready.
咁佢就預備好了。
The altar, the sacrifice is ready.
壇預備好了，壇上面嘅祭亦都預備好了。
But then he does something unexpected.
但係喺呢個時候，佢做一件好奇特嘅事情。
He asks for 4 pitchers of water to be poured on the burnt offering.
他要求用4桶裝滿的水倒在燔祭和柴上面。
not only once, not twice, but even three times.
不单止一次、两次、是三次
12 pitchers in total.
总共有12桶水。
Once again, I believe, signifying just that the Lord would want to do such a complete work on each and every one of these tribes, on each and every individual.
我在这里实在看到主实在愿意做一个完整的工作，是完整的，是对付十二支派，每一个支派。
In verses 33 and in 38, we can read that this sacrifice was a burnt offering.
在第33节和38节，我们看到这个祭是燔祭。
Now there are several things that were unique about a burnt offering.
燔祭有几个特点。
You may remember there were several different offerings described in the law, in Leviticus.
如果大家记得在利未记那里记载了有几种不同的祭。
First of all, the burnt offering was something that was to be wholly consumed.
燔祭它是要整体被烧的。
Completely burnt by fire.
完全整体被火烧尽。
None of it was to be left for the priest to eat.
这个燔祭没一部分可以被保留给祭司去享用。
Because it was all for the Lord.
因为这个燔祭的整体都是属于主的。Now
the entrails, the innards, and the legs of the sacrifice were to be washed.
这个燔祭的内脏和它的四肢，它要用清水去洗干净。
Washer's water, similar to what Elijah had done here by pouring the 12 pitchers of water.
要用水来去清洗，就好像以利亚这里用四桶的水来去洁净一样。
And so with the water, much smoke was produced.
因为水的缘故，烟就出来了。
So I don't know if many of you have played with fire and smoke and setting up campfires.
大家不知道有没有经验去玩火，或者去用火来去整啲烟出来。
But when you set up a fire and you find wood that is moist, that is wet, it will produce a lot of smoke.
原来如果你用啲被水湿过嘅木嚟去点火嘅话，就会好多烟会制造出嚟。
The smoke is the steam that is coming out.
这些烟就是因着那些水变成蒸汽的时候发出的。
So the smoke is supposed to be representative of the worship that we offer to our Lord.
这些烟就是代表着我们向主那个敬拜。
It is supposed to be a soothing aroma, a fragrant aroma unto the Lord.
这个烟是原本是要在耶和华面前作着馨香的祭品。
Now the third unique thing about the burnt offering was that it was supposed to be offered continually.
燔祭的第三个特色就是这个燔祭要持续地被献上。
It was something that was to be offered day after day. The fire was not to go out.
是要每一日都是被献上的，这个火是不可以停下来。
Because the Lord does not just want us for the moment, but He wants us continually.
因为主不是只是一个时候需要我们，祂是持续都是愿意得着我们。Day
after day is our consecration to the Lord.
我们要每一日都作出这个献上。This
burnt offering is really our spiritual act of worship, of service unto the Lord.
这个燔祭实在在我们属灵里面向主的敬拜。
And so the Lord God uses this picture of the burnt offering to tell His people His heart.
所以主在这里用燔祭这幅图画来向他的百姓说话。
That in the midst of this crisis,
就是在一切的灾祸当中,
of this great famine,
就是在这个这么严重的饥荒当中,
of this great drought,
在这个旱灾当中,
not only physically, but even more so spiritually,
不单止是肉体上面的饥渴, 更加是在我们属灵上面的饥渴,
that the Lord would want His people to renew their dedication unto Him.
就是在这一切的饥饿当中，主是希望这一班的百姓 係重新去奉獻佢哋。
So Elijah prays to the Lord.
所以以利亞就咁樣去感謝神。
He calls on the Lord and says, O Lord, the God of Abraham and Isaac and Israel, today let it be known that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Verse 36.
第36節，以利亞就咁樣向神呼求，亞伯拉罕、以撒、以利亞的神，耶和華，求你今日使人知道你是以色列的神，也知道我是你的仆人，又是奉你的命行这一切事。
Answer me, O Lord, answer me, that this people may know that Thou, O Lord, art God, and that Thou hast turned their heart back again.
耶和華，求你應允我，應允我，使這民知道你耶和華是神，又知道是你叫這民的心回轉。
So here, at the end of verse 37, we can see what it is that the Lord is really after.
在第37節的第二部分，我們就很清楚看到耶和華神的心意。
He's not necessarily looking for our sacrifice.
佢唔係要求咩嘅燔祭。
Whether it's our money or our works, our energy, our time.
佢唔係要我哋嘅金錢嘅奉獻，我哋一啲嘅工作，我哋唔係要我哋嘅時間。
But God wants our hearts.
但係神希望得著我哋嘅心。
God is a lover.
耶和華神係愛我哋嘅。
And he loves you and me so much.
佢爱你同我系如何嘅多。
He's the God who comes near.
耶和华系一个愿意亲近人嘅神。
He doesn't just leave us out on our own.
佢唔系让我哋孤单独自走呢条路。
I think this is portrayed very beautifully through the person of Elijah.
我哋实在喺以色列。以利亞呢個人身上面見到耶和華神對你嘅愛。
Elijah as a representative of God, as a prophet of God, verse 21, he came near to all the people.
以利亞呢一個神嘅人，神所用嘅仆人，係嚟到親近以色列嘅百姓。
In order to move them from this place of hesitation.
佢係以利亞係要將呢一班猶豫嘅以色列百姓轉過嚟。
Verse 30, come near to me. So all the people came near to him so that they could see him repair the altar.
第三十節嗰度，以利亞係呼召呢一班百姓，你們到我這裏來，親近我，使佢哋可以見到以利亞係如何修補神嘅壇。
And then last thing, verse 36, just before he called down fire, requesting of the Lord, he came near and prayed.
第三十六節就係喺以利亞呼求神去降火之前，佢就走近嚟嚟去祈求祈禱。
God is willing to come near to us.
神係實在願意親近我哋。
And reveal Himself to us.
佢如何願意向我哋去彰顯出嚟
？And we get this confirmation through how the Lord responds.
咁我哋就睇到神係如何回應以利亞呢一件事情上面。
Verse 38, then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offering and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench.
第38節，於是耶和華降下火來，燒盡燔祭、木柴、石頭、塵土，又燒乾溝裏的水。
The Lord consumed everything.
主係將所有嘢都燒盡。
By fire.
係用火嚟燒。
Even the dust.
甚至是塵土。
Can you imagine what type of fire that must have been?
你想不想象到这个火是如何的大呢？
So the people respond. The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God.
所以这一班百姓就回应了。耶和华是神，耶和华是神。
Now, the Lord God, He is true.
耶和华的确是真实的。
He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
他的确就是万王之王，万主之主。
And this is something that the people should have known.
佢係萬王之王呢個事實，呢班百姓應該係一早已經知道。
But the Lord had to go to such great lengths in order to make this known once again to His people.
但係神係要如何作咁多嘅事情，才能夠令呢班百姓去看見佢係萬王之王、萬主之主呢個事實。
For it was shown to them that they might know the Lord, that He is God, and that there is no other besides Him.
因為佢係要將佢自己彰顯俾百姓，要佢哋知道佢就係嗰一位神。
There is no excuse. We should not make the Lord wait.
我们不可以任何的藉口，我们不可以让神去等我们。
For the Lord is one who is worthy.
因为主实在是配的。
He's worth our devotion.
他是配得我们的敬拜。
And He's worth giving our lives up for.
他亦是配得我们将我们一生去献给他。
Because He is the truth.
因为他就是真理。
He is reality.
他就是这个真实。
He is all that we have.
他就是我们所拥有的一切。
I'd just like to share a story of some testimony that a sister gave to us on Friday night recently.
愿意与大家交通在星期五晚上一个姊妹的见证。
It's a story that I could really identify with.
是一个我都很有共鸣的一个见证。
For when I was a young child, I struggled with the notion of money and banks.
因为我小个时候，我就系喺金钱上，银行一方面，我系有好多嘅挣扎。
I didn't understand why the bank was taking my money.
我唔知道点解银行要攞我嘅钱。
And so this young person, this child, as her sister shared, the mother shared, this child had the same issue.
咁呢位姊妹就同樣交通到呢個媽媽就交通到佢個兒女。
He kept asking his mother for the booklet, the bank account statement, I suppose.
咁呢一個嘅孩子就時常去問佢媽媽去攞嗰個存折簿。
He didn't believe, he didn't trust that this institution, this building really had his money.
他不相信这个银行真的将他的钱储起来。
What were they doing with it?
这个银行是用我的钱来做什么呢?
Were they really stealing it from him?
是不是真的藉着这些钱去偷我的钱呢?
So he kept insisting and asking his mother, his parents to see this booklet.
这个孩子就持续的去问他妈妈去看这个存折簿。
There was a sense of mistrust.
这个孩子就不相信这间银行。
And certainly a misunderstanding.
亦都是一个误解。
For a sister told him that he did not have to worry.
我们的姊妹就告诉他的孩子，你不需要担心。
That the money that this bank had, that it was just that, it was just money, it was just material. It would go away one day.
这些储在银行的金钱只是短暂的，都会过去。
But what he really had to focus on, what he needed to really pay attention to, was that his parents would always take care of him.
但是这个孩子需要看见的，就是无论发生什么事情， 他的父母都会是供应给他。
That it was not the money that he should place his trust in or hope.
他不需要将他的希望依靠放在他的金钱上面。
But his hope and trust could be placed in his parents whom loved him.
但是他的依靠能够放在他的父母身上面，因为他的父母是爱他的。
This so simply describes the same type of relationship that we should have with the Lord God.
这个故事 是很贴切形容我们和我们的主的关系。
For when we have the Lord God, we have everything.
因为当我们有主在里面的时候，我们就拥有一切。
But when we have everything except the Lord God, we have nothing.
但若果我们除了主以外拥有一切的话，我们却是什么都没有。
All those things will fade away and perish.
因为一切都会过去。
So what is it today, brothers and sisters, that holds us back?
所以弟兄姊妹，今日有啲咩事情係要我哋作出保留呢?
Why is it that we have reservations?
點解我哋會猶豫呢?
What is it that we're really living for?
我哋真正活着係為著咩呢?
How will we respond to the Lord?
我哋應該如何回應主呢?
Will we continue to have to ask the Lord to show us?
我哋係咪持續嘅去求主去教導我哋呢?
He has already shown so much to us.
主已經教導我哋好多嘅功課。
May we learn to follow after him.
实在愿意我哋学习啊，去跟随走佢嘅路。
With our whole heart，
啊，系用我哋全心啊、全意嚟去跟随佢。
Continually day by day，
啊，系持续啊，每一日嘅去跟从佢。
Whether we are young in the Lord，
无论我哋系年轻。
Or whether we've been in the Lord many years.
啊，定系喺主里面啊，好长日子。
Regardless of the past, regardless of where we've been, regardless of what we may have done for the Lord.
啊，无论我哋过往啊，系喺主里面如何啊，无论我哋为主啊作过有几多。
The Lord calls for our consecration, our dedication today.
啊，主啊系呼召我啊，今日啊向佢作出奉献。
And each and every day.
啊，亦都系啊，每日都要啊向佢作出奉献。
Let's end with a short word of prayer.
我哋啊完嘅时候，请一齐啊祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are the lover of man.
啊，天父，感谢你啊，你爱世人。
That you were willing to lower yourself by giving up of your Son unto us.
啊，你愿意啊将你嘅儿子赐俾我哋。
How we praise and thank you.
我哋如何感谢赞美你。
That you would not let us go.
啊，你系唔愿意啊啊向我哋放手。
Even when we are so far from you.
啊，即使我哋啊与你系如何嘅遥远。
But you came near unto us.
啊，但系你亲自啊嚟亲近我哋。
And you showed yourself unto us.
啊，你都啊啊将你自己啊彰显俾我哋。
That you are the one who truly loves us like no one else.
啊，你实在啊啊系如何爱我哋啊冇人能及。
And that you care for us beyond that which anyone could ever care for us.
啊，你亦都系啊啊如何关心我哋啊，系冇人能及嘅。
Oh Lord, we thank you for your everlasting love upon us.
啊，主啊，实在感谢啊，你对我哋持续啊永远嘅爱。
And we pray that you would move our hearts towards you.
啊，求你啊，将我哋嘅心啊，将你亲近过嚟。
That you would kindle it anew.
啊，使啊你啊重新啊点起我哋啊里面嘅爱火。
So that we might properly return our love unto you.
啊，使我哋能够啊啊适当嘅啊将我哋嘅爱系回应。
Remove all those things that hinder us.
啊，将我哋里面啊使我哋有保留嘅啊一切啊挪开。
That keep us from experiencing the real joy and the real peace that you have to offer unto your children.
啊，将一切啊阻碍啊我哋能够经历你。里面嘅平安，里面嘅爱，嘅一切事情都挪开。
We ask that you would keep these lessons within our heart today.
啊，求你将呢啲嘅功课、呢啲嘅学习放喺我哋嘅心里面。
That we would not let go of them so quickly.
啊，使我哋啊唔好忘记。
But that we would place ourselves before you.
啊，我哋佢系要啊将我哋自己啊摆上。
And see what it is that you would ask of us.
啊，叫我哋啊看见啊你要我哋所作嘅系咩事情。
Teach us to be that obedient children.
啊，教导我哋啊，做一个啊遵行你嘅人。
That would follow after you.
啊，使我能够跟随你嘅带领。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
祈祷奉耶稣基督嘅名求。
Amen.
Amen.